protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestones.
The physician is generally thought of as one who restores health and protects lives on the operating table or the sickbed. But in recent years, medical science has been summoned to focus its attention on another place of potential death, the highway. The summons has come in the form of a set of shocking statistics.
In 10 years, more Americans have been killed by accidents than in all of this country's wars. About 40% of these deaths have been caused by highway accidents. 38,200 people died in highway accidents in the year 1960. The highway accident is the number one killer of America's youth.
Preventing this mass slaughter is the responsibility of many groups: safety engineers, automobile manufacturers, government. And the important role played by human variables in causing accidents brings the control of accidents within the province of preventive medicine. A physician is just as interested in preventing death from collision as he is in preventing death from heart disease. One day a few years ago, Dr. Horace Campbell, then chairman of the safety committee of the Colorado State Medical Society, stood in the rotunda of the state capitol in Denver, peering up at the Capitol dome, 115 feet over his head. At his feet was a 6-by-9-foot sheet of a new energy-absorbing substance of foam plastic called Ensolite. Also watching was Colorado's attorney general and about 100 others. They saw a tiny white object hurtling down towards the Ensolite mat from the Capitol dome. Dr. Campbell squeezed the attorney general's arm.
Catch it.
The attorney general reached out and caught the object as it bounced off the sheet of foam plastic. To his surprise, he found himself staring at an egg, whole and unharmed, after a 115-foot drop. He thrust it at Dr. Campbell.
What kind of a sideshow is that? I suppose it's hard-boiled.
Dr. Campbell was prepared for the suspicion. He placed a newspaper on the floor and dropped the egg on it. The egg broke with a convincing crack, the same egg that survived a 115-foot fall. And Dr. Campbell pointed out that the human skull hitting the same material in an auto crash wouldn't break either. This was just one example of the work that medical men are doing to bring about safe automotive design. Padding car interiors is but one part of the safe design program which is being recommended. Many other safety features are also being considered. If the average driver devoted as much attention to himself as to material he ships by mail, there would be a great saving of life. There are three essentials in shipping. 1, a sturdy container. 2, padding. 3, wedging or retaining materials. The same should be true of the individual. He should have a good exterior surrounding him, good padding should he be bounced around, and probably most important of all, proper restraint, such as seat belts and harnesses. Virtually every objective study has proved the life-saving value of seat belts. How much would these things cost?
All they have to do is take the chrome off the cars and they can pay for the whole safety package with the savings.
Some auto manufacturers have cooperated. The public does not seem to be impressed with the importance of built-in safety. Nothing would be more important in cutting down on highway slaughter than the support of an aware public. Dr. Vincent Askey, when he was president of the American Medical Association, said it better.
Physicians can, with the help of God, heal and can prolong life. But we cannot prevent accidents. Only people themselves can do this.
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.